Lions back on the practice field following their loss Sunday night. Monday night, they'll be in Seattle against the Seahawks, who just shut out the Bears 26-0 to get their first win. That will not be a pleasant atmosphere for the Lions. Last night, the Monday night tilt, Aaron Rodgers' show. 5 touchdown passes, threw for 333, and the Packers beat the Chiefs 38-28.
Line great tonight. Gave me a lot of time. They got a great pass rush. They brought 5 a lot of times. Rander had a great game, you know, 3 touchdowns. The young guy, Ty, did a good job. Ran the ball pretty well. Defensively, we got to, you know, probably show up a few things, but it's a good team win for us. We got a great crowd. It's the opportunity for me to use my cadence. It's the easy checks that we have. We can go, you know, some audible stuff without doing a lot of hand signals. That's a big advantage for us.
Packers 38, Chiefs 28 in the Monday night tilt. Pack improves to 3-0. Michigan State fifth-year senior Shalique Calhoun named the Big Ten co-defensive player of the week. He had 6 tackles, a couple sacks in MSU's lackluster 30-10 win over Central Michigan. The word of the day was finish, as we heard from Mark D'Antonio and Connor Cook.
Central played an outstanding football game. I thought Cooper Rush played very, very well. The fourth quarter, we finished. Those are the big things when you look at it. You finish it in the fourth quarter, get 2 touchdowns at the end, so all of a sudden you walk away 30-10. You feel a little bit better. You know, you take a bad day, and you make it a good day by winning. And my thought process is it's very difficult to win. We say that every single week. Connor Cook becomes tied with the all-time winningest quarterback in Michigan State history, so that's a big positive.
You know what kind of players we have and the caliber of talent we have. And I mean, we've been in situations like this before. We've played in big games, especially the senior class. I mean, we're all about finishing. And that's the one thing, you know, we haven't done well this year so far was finish. And I thought that was very encouraging by the way we handled our business in the fourth quarter.
Mark D'Antonio, Connor Cook, MSU at home this weekend. It's homecoming, Purdue for the noon kickoff at Spartan Stadium. Michigan is at Maryland Saturday night after embarrassing BYU 31-0. Michigan now at 3-1, and they've moved into the top 25, and they have the number 2 ranked defense nationally. They may have some fun at Maryland. Maryland is terrible defensively. They gave up 600 yards and 37 first downs to West Virginia last Saturday in a absolute pummeling. Tigers put up a 5 spot in the 5th inning after Justin Verlander pitched out of a bases-loaded mess in the bottom of the 4th. Tigers hit the Rangers with a 5 spot. That included a 3-run homer by Tyler Collins. And Tigers beat the Rangers 7-4.
There's a swing to line drive deep down the right field line in the corner and gone! A home run! Tyler Collins! 3-run shot right down the line and right. Number 4 is a 3-run home run that gives the Tigers a 4-1 lead in the 5th.
Verlander went 6 innings, gave up just 1 run. Neftali Feliz picked up his 10th save, the former Ranger. Daniel Norris, Cole Hamels pitching matchup tonight. Verlander on his 6 innings.
Oh, it's been nice, you know, obviously just to go out there to pitch well and give the organization, the fans, myself, something to look forward to next year and give us a chance to win. Obviously, you know, we're not playing for a lot right now, but pride. And, you know, it's nice, to go out there and get wins. You know, we can play spoiler. You know, there's always that. You know, obviously would have liked to have gone deeper in the game, but, you know, really had to exhaust some pitches and some energy in that one inning, you know, to get out of it and keep us in the ball game, and that was really a turning point in the game. We were able to come right back and put up a big inning, which, you know, that was pretty much the game right there.
Tyler Collins.
It was great. The way Verlander competes is unlike anybody else. When he goes out there and gives it all he's got in the fourth inning, you want to do everything that you can whenever you see that. So I feel like he set the tone there, and then the offense just did what we're capable of doing sometimes.
Victor Martinez had to leave the game last night. Sore quad. Let's see, around the league, the Blue Jays rally and beat Baltimore 4-3.
And the pitch to him. Broken back ground ball to first base. Charged by Davis. Throw it high to first to the plate. He sails it to the backstop. Pompey scores. Now Pilar heads for the play. He's out with a head first slide. Throw down to second. Smoke is in safely. And the Blue Jays have taken the lead here. 4-3 as Dalton Pompey comes home as Chris Davis charged that ball. Had one play. That was at the plate and threw it over the head of catcher Matt Wieters.
And Red Sox beat the Yankees.
And the pitch is hit in the air to right center and deep. And that ball is gone in the right center field seats, right over the auxiliary scoreboard. Marrero takes Cotham out in right center. And the Red Sox have a 5-1 lead.
Well, Yankees, no chance to catch Toronto now. Yogi Berra being laid to rest today. Fox Sports 1 televising the funeral of Yogi Berra today. Minnesota stayed alive for a wild card spot. 4-2 over the Indians. A huge win for the Astros.
Carter, 22 homers on the year. First pitch, curveball. That's it, way deep out in the left field. Nobody's going to touch that one. Upper deck, Chris Carter. 6 home runs in the last 14 games for Carter, and he puts the Astros up 3-2 here in the 7th inning.
Cubs and Royals, no score, bottom of the 10th at Wrigley.
DeNorfia drives one in the air. Cubs are going to win. Chris DeNorfia hits a walk-off home run. Cubs win 1-0.
Cubs 1-0. They pick up a game on Pittsburgh. A crazy game last night in Pittsburgh where the Cardinals scored 3 runs in the 9th. Pittsburgh left 16 men on. They left the bases loaded 4 times. Twice they had the bases loaded, nobody out, and did not score in that game. You can't make it up. That game featured a very nasty collision in the Cardinal outfield.
Swinging a fly ball toward left center field and over, and a little collision. Somebody made the catch. Someone has caught the ball. Borges and Piscotty, the center fielder and the left fielder. It's Piscotty who is flat on his back, has the ball in his glove. Peter Borges is frantically waving out the trainers and Mike Matheny as they both collided in left center field.
It was a bad-looking collision.
Piscotty, who had just moved from right to left, in left center field converging with Peter Borges on a major collision.
Greg Brown on the Pittsburgh network, and then the Cardinals, who had only 2 hits, scored 3 in the 9th inning.
He's ready for Harrison, a payoff pitch. Here it comes. Swung on, hit hard, left center field gap. Long way to go for the Cardinals outfielders, and they collide in left center field, and I think Borges caught the ball.
But Piscotty is down.
He slammed into Piscotty, and Borges is calling him over. The two of them collided in left center field. Borges has the ball, but Piscotty is down.
Mark Reynolds hit a 2-run shot to win it, help win it.
The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball, right center field. That's hit deep, way back to the wall. It's a goner! That's a goner! A home run for Mark Reynolds. 3-0 Cardinals in the 9th inning. Oh, he put a charge into that one.
Pitt stranded 16 runners and the bases loaded 4 times in that game. You can't make it up. Jimmy Howard kicked out 31. Red Wings beat Boston 3-1 last night in Boston. Drew Miller, Thomas Yurko scored goals for the Wings. They played tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. Media day in the books for the Pistons. The team held their annual preseason session with reporters yesterday. NBA champion Golden State Warriors have signed Ben Gordon to a contract. They must not know what the Pistons know. They wasted a lot of money on Ben Gordon a few years ago.